Welcome to Audio Obscura, an audio mystery podcast hosted by David Martinez and Michael Foster. Episode 53.
Simon says your hands are up.
Another yaw's coming. Here we go.
Ooh, look at that one. Oh, it's so cute. Hello, little yaw. Hello. Hello.
Oh, my goodness. Friends, family, loved ones, new listeners, old listeners, hello and welcome back to another episode of Audio Obscura. Did you know this is the Audio Mystery Podcast? Well, it is. Oh, and speaking of that mystery, guess what? I am the mastermind today. I'm the obscurist. I've compiled some audio clips. But before we get to that, more details to come. I have to say hi to my co-host, David Martinez.
Oh, hello. Greetings to my fellow brethren.
Excellent. David, how are you today?
You know, I'm good. I've been really busy. So I'm at the cusp of getting tired for the day. Like I can do this. And then after this, I know I'm going to crash hardcore. But it's been good. It's been a productive day.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. I got up at a decent time. And yeah, this is a nice cap to the day. Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I like that.
Ending to the day.
Audio Obscura, your nightcap, your weekly nightcap.
This is Audio Obscura, After Dark.
Thank you for joining me, lovelies. So glad you could join us on this adventure through the cosmos as we surf the waves of oblivion.
Imagine yourself attached to a comet. You're soaring through the cosmos.
Oh, is he Werner Herzog now?
You're
the cosmos. No, that was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Bounty hunting is a complicated profession. If you look into the night sky, you know, I don't do a good enough one to do this. So
we can't stop in the middle of it, but that's fine. That's fine. It's fine.
Anyway, back to those clips I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
tell me more.
David, in case you have forgotten, or in case this is your first time listening, you don't know the rules, we will play clips one at a time. David, you get two listens of each clip. You could take notes. And as we go along, hopefully an idea will develop of where these clips come from. What is the, what is the format and the topic slash theme? And you will have to have a guess for me at the end. Now, there is a hint clip available for you. So if you use that, that's okay. You only get 2 points. You won't get the full 3 points. And you would get those 2 points if you get the format and the topic correct. And if you only get one of those, you only get 1 point. If you don't get any of those, 0 points. And that's okay. There are no prizes. The stakes don't matter.
Nonetheless, I desire glory and fame and fortune and strength and willpower and dexterity and intelligence and constitution. Did I name all the Dungeons and Dragons skill sets?
I don't know how many of those are skill sets.
Well, there's the six like regular skills or ability points or whatever they're called.
All right, should we try and knock them down?
I can tell you, I know strength, intelligence, cunning, dexterity.
I don't think cunning's one.
Oh, you're right.
You might be thinking of charisma.
Yes, you're right. That's what I'm thinking of. So strength, intelligence, dexterity, charisma.
I want to say wisdom?
Yes.
Or that might be the same thing as intelligence. Shoot, we've got 4.
Wisdom is definitely a different skill, but just of this big six, like, I just played this the other day, like less than a week ago. Huh. I played Dungeons & Dragons. It's so sad. I haven't played enough.
Is constitution one?
I think so, yeah, because that's like what directly impacts your health points, maybe?
Right. Oh, boy.
Listeners, audioobscurapodcast@gmail.com. Hit us up.
we can look it up at the end. Well, we cannot look up anything up during the podcast proper, which is now. All right. Enough rambling. David?
Yes.
Are you ready for clip one? Should we jump right into this?
I'm pretty ready. You know what? I am going to take a cue from you from last week's episode and not take notes, because I think we had a good discussion about it, and it doesn't help, I don't think. It doesn't help me, I will say. You know what? I'm going to split the difference. I'm going to limit myself to just a word or something to remind myself what the clue was about. That's what I'm going to do.
No, I think that's a great idea.
thank you for coming on this ride with me.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And if you haven't figured out already, no guests this week.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine if they're still sitting there? We had not introduced them yet. All right. I'm pumped. I'm ready.
Okay.
I've got grit.
Yeah, you're gritty today. Let's take a listen to clip one.
It's so fun. It's so great. It's just like everyone's singing and dancing together. It felt like the end of a musical, maybe, or the end of a television show. It did feel a little cheesy-ish, like a show for kids after school. That's what I consider an after school special. Yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed it. It felt like people were maybe like dancing on stage while they were doing it, or holding their arms over each other.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. I would love to hear that one again, if possible.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Okay, I caught words this time. We had come on along, come on along. And then what I think it was Amazing Grace. But I don't think that's right. I'm pretty sure about the come on along, though. So that's what it felt very like Muppets or... Sesame Street, like the end of Avenue Q kind of a thing. Maybe it's for, I don't know if it's for kids or adults. I'm kind of waffling totally between the two. If it's for adults, it feels like it would be probably a parody of some kind, silly, because it felt very childish and cheesy. What are we coming on along to, I wonder?
You know, it's still very early in the mystery, so.
Yeah. Cool. I like it. It's such a great mood to start off with. I love it. Clip two?
Clip two.
Simon says your hands are up. The guy don't move.
Oh, man. Okay, that felt like comedian vibe. It also felt old, so I'm going to bring along clip one with me on this journey as we go back in time. Our spaceship has landed. We're back in time. I'm going to say 1962. It felt pretty old, just the quality of the recording.
Yeah, it was a very specific year.
Thank you. Yes, good year, 1962. Johnny Carson, was that his finest? Oh, I so don't know.
The Beatles released their third album. We are the Beatles.
Is that true? I mean, minus the album name?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. They were later 60s, weren't they, I think?
I don't know.
AudioObscurePodcast@gmail.com. Thank you very much. We can also look it up afterwards. Simon says, it was a comedy bit. It really felt like he was doing it because we got laughter, right? It had that kind of like tone and timing to somebody doing a sketch or a segment from their comedy bit.
When I was a kid... I'm trying to think back. I think Simon Says playing that it just gave me anxiety. I didn't get a lot of joy out of that game.
Oh, I loved that game. You're talking about the colors one where you like follow the memory. Oh, you mean the actual Simon Says?
Yeah. Like, like Simon Says, stand on one foot. You know, Simon Says, do a jumpy jack. Touch your toes. Oh, I didn't say Simon Says.
Yeah. That was a game that I was I tried too hard to be proud about, to be good at.
Same. I put too much pressure on myself.
Yes, exactly. Which isn't something that I did with a lot of games, but I did it with that one where I just like, I have to be good at this. This is a thing that David should be good at, Simon Says. Cool. Let me listen to that one again. I want to see if I maybe like recognize the voice or something.
Okay.
Simon says your hands are up. The guy don't move.
Feels very physical, right? Like he's demonstrating while he's on stage. Okay, so now I'm thinking we've got comedy. We've got singing and dancing. We're talking variety show. We're talking like a big show, maybe a touring production or something that has like a big residency in Vegas or New York City where the stars are big and the celebrities are brighter.
Simon Says, the musical.
Oh, man. You know, as ridiculous as that sounds, it also sounds like plausible. Like someone would make a musical called about Simon Says.
Baby.
About a bunch of rebel kids who don't follow instructions.
I'm trying to think some of the classic lines from Simon Says the musical. Honey, I love you.
You didn't say Simon Says.
I don't think I have any other thoughts. I like a variety show is where I'm thinking so far.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's keep it going.
Keep it going with clip 3.
Their soldiers came not on foot nor horseback, but by jet and limousine as they fitted their station.
Whoa.
I love any piece of music that like starts off with explosions.
Then we had a nice bass line in there.
Yeah.
Oh, man. The soldiers came not something but on jet skis or something like that as befitted their stations. We got what the soldiers came on, which was not, I think, what you'd expect or what. I don't remember. I'll have to catch that the second time. But we had an old vibe to it. I'm going to bump myself up to 1964.
Just 2 years.
Yeah.
Got it.
Definitely has a more 4 vibe than a 2 vibe.
Yeah. But sticking with the evens.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. No, buddy, you don't get Simon Says on an odd year. Come on.
Ugh.
Please. Oh, I don't know. It felt like the introduction to G.I. Joe. I don't know.
It does kind of sound like that.
Yeah, I think I need to hear that one again. I don't think catching more of the words will help me, but, you know, you never know.
Their soldiers came not on foot nor horseback, but by jet and limousine as they fitted their station.
By jets and limousines. That's where I heard jet ski.
By jets and limousines.
Not on soldiers or horseback, but by jets and limousines. What a weird, instead of.
Yeah, well, it was, I think the ideas are these soldiers did not come by foot nor horseback.
Yes, but the implication of the comment is like, they didn't come by walking by foot or by horses, as you would expect.
Yes, yes.
As would be normal for this time of year, this time of period that we're in. So now maybe I'm like bringing in Western has popped into my mind. I mean, we're talking like pre-20th century, probably. Maybe the Rough Riders are involved somehow. Teddy Roosevelt's Rough Riders.
And they're pulling up in like a limo.
Yeah, you know, yeah. They arrived not by their. Oh gosh, I don't know. Let's see. I get a second listen to that, right? No, I don't. I did listen to it twice already.
You've already heard it twice.
All right, let's keep it going.
I think this will be clip 4.
Okay, let's do it.
And we have 7 clips total, and then a hint and a reveal.
Mr. T will be on his way to the tank to be the first potential donkey.
Okay.
What did you catch from that?
Mr. T, I think I heard.
Yes.
Okay, as in A-Team Mr. T?
That's right.
Can you answer that? Okay.
Yes.
Mr. T will be on his way, something about to the dunk tank. It's his turn to get dunked, I assume in the water, or in some kind of medium for him to, you know, the thing where you like throw a ball and you fall off the board and fall into
Mr. T will now be dunked in milk chocolate.
That sounds amazing. Getting dunked in milk chocolate? Oh, I would do that. I should try bathing in chocolate sometime. How much chocolate does one need for bathing level? How many Hershey's bars?
What, you're bathing in melted chocolate. You know, comfortable temperature, not boiling or scalding.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, correct.
And you're going to take, and you'll be like, you'll bathe in it, you'll take a little sip. Little, right? Oh,
yeah, all right, I'm seeing some issues. I'm seeing some issues. Yeah, because
I feel like I would do that, and I'd be like, oh, yeah, that chocolate was just near my
Wow. Oh, okay. Is that PG-12? I don't know.
Cut it out.
Okay. Yeah, no, okay. There are limits probably because it will be not healthy even if it was good quality chocolate. You know what? I'll figure it out. I'll wrap myself in plastic or something. Clip 4 again? Should we do clip 4 again?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Mr. T will be on his way to the tank to be the first potential donkey.
Okay.
The first potential donkey.
Yeah, he's got a good, like a sort of memorable announcer voice, right? It's a little bit quirky where you like it sticks with you.
Truly.
Okay, we're announcing this. There's a cheering crowd. We're in a stadium or a big public event. So now I'm thinking, I don't know about the soldiers. That one's tripping me up. But bringing in previous clips, one and two, I mentioned variety show. Now I'm expanding that. The universe is expanding. Grow with me, people. Develop. Grow. Mature. Enlargen. I'm thinking like halftime show type thing. Or not an actual like Super Bowl halftime show. Well, maybe. I don't know. The first one. The 1960s was the first Super Bowl, I think. 61 even? I don't remember. But I think it's like that type of a thing now where you get performances potentially from a large like chorus group or dancing group. Was that finale? Come on along to the Super Bowl. Come on along to the second half.
Come on along.
Simon Says would be like the comedian.
Okay. So your format then would be like TV.
Yeah, I suppose this would probably be something that was televised, and so the format of this particular mystery is a video, like a YouTube video or something, of back and like someone resurfaced this,
gotcha.
Pulled it up,
okay,
and is showing it.
There you see Adrian Barbeau of CBS, Darren Grassley, Little House on the Prairie, and lustrous Linda Carter, the Wonder Woman.
Another great announcer voice. I'm not sure if this was the same one.
I will tell you it is the same guy.
Okay. Yeah, it's also good. Okay, we had a lot of television things, right? So we had CBS, we had Wonder Woman, we had Dr. Quinn, the other one, Little House on the Prairie. I did a trivia game with my friends the other night, and that was a question on there. The correct answer was Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, and one of the teams guessed Little House on the Prairie. So I've now started getting them confused on my own in my mind. I don't know. The Little House on the Prairie... I don't know the dates of that. See, we were a Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman family. That's why I don't...
Yeah, we were a Xena Warrior Princess family.
Yeah, you know how similar Xena is to Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman?
Well,
it's all those pioneer ladies.
I mean...
Pioneer America.
Xena. You know, strong, independent women. One heals, the other destroys.
We'll leave it to the listeners to decide who. I don't. So, Little House on the Prairie. No, Dr. Quinn was 90s for sure.
What about Linda Carter, the Wonder Woman?
That doesn't ring a bell. I'm not super familiar with Wonder Woman, and it's like if it's actual DC Comics Wonder Woman. Linda Carter as a name doesn't ring a bell either. As like a, I don't know. No, Diana is the name of Wonder Woman, like her real name. But maybe Linda Carter played. Is an actress that played her, or Linda Carter is President Carter's wife, perhaps? I don't know. I don't remember the name of President Carter's wife. Maybe she was a Wonder Woman. She did amazing things for our country. The Wonder Woman of the United States, Linda Carter.
First Lady, Wonder Woman, Linda Carter.
CBS. CBS was around. How long has CBS been around? David listens for the world to scream the answer to him. Nope.
A long time.
All right, we have Little House on the Prairie. We have CBS. We have Wonder Woman. He's saying, look at these people. He was telling people to look at... Okay, let's hear it again.
Yeah.
There you see Adrian Barbeau of CBS. Darren Grassley, Little House on the Prairie. And lustrous Linda Carter, the Wonder Woman.
Does he say lustrous?
Yeah.
And lustrous Linda Carter.
I don't know if this will help you or not. This is a time period where like announcers and like men on television had like that... You know, looking back with our 2020 lens,
yeah,
had like the slight, like, really, like the tinge of the cringe factor.
Sure, yeah. Holy moly! Look at the legs on that one. Oh gosh. Okay, it was somebody from Little House on the Prairie, as in like an actor or a person who's in Little House on the Prairie.
Right.
Presumably, then also Linda Carter is someone who's like who played Wonder Woman or was in Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
And these are like people who are then therefore well known for these things. And so it's a big deal that they're invited to this event and there's a cheering crowd. So they're excited to see these people. What is the event that brings together actors from Wonder Woman and Little House on the Prairie?
That is a question. And
Mr. T is probably also there.
Right.
Your problem came on the monkey bars, didn't it, Daniel?
Yeah, I'm a little bit short, so I can't jump to the third one.
Okay, your problem came on the monkey bars. Okay, the monkey bars is like a very childish thing, right? So that to me screams, You know how in the Royals games, Kansas City Royals, the baseball team here in Kansas City, they do the, was it during the seventh inning stretch or something? I don't know when they do it. They do the race between the ketchup and the mustard. It's like one.
Yes.
And the, oh, and also the relish. Or
yes, that's right.
And it's like one of those things. This sounds like it's like a halftime intermission game or activity where like someone comes on the court, a public citizen, and like shoots as many baskets as they can for a charity and a chance to win a car or a $10,000 or whatever. This feels like that. And then we're interviewing the person after their monkey bar difficulties in an obstacle course that they had to do.
Tell me about the monkey bars.
Well, I'm too short. It was unfair. You should have lower monkey bars for us shorties. Man, I sucked at monkey bars. All this is coming out. This improving that I'm doing is coming out of my own personal grief. Oh, it was so bad. This is very strange. I'm starting to get nervous, but let me give it a second listen.
Your problem came on the monkey bars, didn't it, Danielle?
Yeah, I'm a little bit short, so I can't jump to the third one.
Okay, your problem. He says your problem. So where she struggled, Danielle, I caught her name, I think. Danielle was none of the names, I don't think, from the first. Danielle is not Mr. T, that's for sure. Celebrities doing stuff in the 60s or 50s. The soldiers is really throwing me off.
I would throw away that word.
Soldiers.
Yeah. You could.
Well, it's not so much the word soldiers. I'm just using that that's what I wrote down on my notes for a one word reminder of the clue. What's throwing me off is that we had like an announcer talking about how the soldiers arrived in general.
That's right.
Like what? And that felt. Oh, can you tell me if that was the same voice as the narrator?
I don't believe so.
Games, dunking, announcers, monkey bars. This is a bunch of celebrities from the 60s at a carnival or a fair.
Okay.
Or that's the only other kind of like slight tangential adjacent thing to my so far theories that I've got. But let's go for clip 7.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
For ABC, Gabe Kaplan. Welcome back, Cotter. Darlene Carr, Streets of San Francisco. Linda Carter, Wonder Woman. Farrah Fawcett, Majors, one of Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, okay, so these are all like celebrities.
Did you catch?
I think this is the 60s.
Did you catch what was at the very beginning there? The very beginning of the clip?
I don't think so, no. I missed so something before. Eve Kaplan was the first thing I caught, but that was just a little ways into it.
Yeah, I think for the time, an impressive lineup.
Yeah, I mean, presumably the person who plays Wonder Woman, because they said name followed by Streets of San Francisco.
That's right.
It sounded like we were listing names and then the thing that they're in that they're famous for.
Special guest, the physical streets of San Francisco.
Look at those hills. Majestic, aren't they?
Come on, give us a kiss.
God. Look at the legs on those hills.
For ABC, Gabe Kaplan. Welcome back, Cotter. Darlene Carr, Streets of San Francisco. Linda Carter, Wonder Woman. Farrah Fawcett, Majors, one of Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, Farrah Fawcett's in the mix, too. This is something big.
Yeah. Yeah, we got Mr. T, Farrah Fawcett, Adrian Barbeau, Linda Carter.
I heard either R something BC. Was it E or A? R ABC, R EBC?
I will tell you ABC. Four FOR ABC.
Okay, four. Okay.
Four ABC.
Okay, so that makes me think probably the television studio. That's interesting because we had CBS mentioned earlier. And Linda Carter, Wonder Woman, was mentioned there. So, oof, CBS or ABC? Who's running? Who's got the Wonder Woman show?
That also might have just been my editing. Don't think about that too hard. I will tell you, the very first clip with the singing had to do with something you kind of just said.
The sort of TV stations, different TV stations rivalry, kind of a
yeah.
Who's got Wonder Woman? Okay, it's television. We got a big list of A celebrities, or at least top-notch celebrities. There's a dunk tank. I'm like 80% tempted to make a guess before a hint.
Okay.
I kind of want to do it. I think I want to do it.
All right. And now, I will tell you that I didn't expect you to actually know what this thing is.
Okay. Okay. So I don't need to be pinpoint
no,
specific.
No, but a joke title of whatever this is appreciated.
I think it's I think the premise is, I think you've unearthed a video, or YouTube unearthed a video, and you found it, you came across it, of a like television network fundraiser. I started to watch your face carefully, and then I was like, no, he's too good by now. Yeah, I think it's a fundraiser. Do I have to say if it's like one specific network? I guess it could be.
No.
Okay. I think it's a television fundraiser with a bunch of celebrities on and like doing crazy stuff. And I'm going to call it Wondersphere. The Wondersphere.
Great.
Telethon. The Wondersphere Telethon.
Welcome to the Wondersphere Telethon with special guests.
We've got Monkey Bars. We've got Simon Says.
With special guests, the Dancing Ladies.
So the Simon Says must be a comedian they had on. I think that was probably just like another act. We had the Dancing Ladies. We had the comedian. I don't know about the soldiers one. Why was he introducing how the soldiers arrived? Mr. T, CBS, Prairie, what's her name? Prairie Home Companion? No, Little House on the Prairie.
Little House on the Prairie.
Wonder Woman. We had all these celebrities like Farrah Fawcett at the end. We had the Monkey Bar competition. Yep, you know what? I'm going for it. I'm doing it. I'm going to lock in the guess. Pre-hint, okay. Please.
All right. So
going for broke.
And your guess is a network television fundraiser with celebrities.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
Okay. I believe we're going to go ahead and play the hint clip for our listeners. So if you want to skip over that, just don't listen.
Yeah, they can. If you have chapter markers on your podcast app, if your podcast app supports it, they're all marked in there, so you can do it that way. Just click ahead to the chapter that says, if you don't want to hear the hint, click to the reveal.
Okay.
Should ABC finish ahead of CBS in the running relay, so huge is their lead that they will not have to participate in the tug of war.
Ooh, interesting. I know nothing I say now influences my official guess at all. I feel like I was close, but I'm not going to be quite right on. Yeah, interesting. I like this announcer guy. He's got such a good voice. Cool. Let's give it again.
Yeah, let's take another listen.
Should ABC finish ahead of CBS in the running relay, so huge is their lead that they will not have to participate in the tug of war.
So yeah, I mean, I think it's safe for me to talk about it, because if you're chosen the hint, now it sounds very much like a competition between the networks. Maybe it's still a fundraiser of sorts, so maybe, I don't know if you'll be generous when we hear the reveal, and if it is a fundraiser, you'll give it to me. But it seems like, yeah, it's like a competition between the networks for something. Oh my god, this is a great idea. Why don't we have this now?
You know, that's a good question. I think we kind of do, but it's our reality TV shows. Or I guess our reality competitions like Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, that's true. Kind of, but I want to see like the networks more directly competing.
Yeah.
Like I would like to see the stars of CBS shows do activities against the stars of NBC shows. Now, I guess that's kind of, eventually we'll have to switch over to streaming services, right? Like the
that's
stars
right.
of Amazon Prime shows doing stuff against, yeah, anyway. I love it. I like where this is headed. I feel okay about my guess, but now that having heard the hint, I'm ready.
Okay. David, your guess is locked in.
Locked in.
And listeners, lock in your guesses, because now we are going to listen to the reveal.
Their soldiers came not on foot nor horseback, but by jet and limousine, as befitted their station. They came girding for battle to hurl themselves against one another in mortal combat, all lusting for victory at any cost. And when they met, it was called the Battle of the Network Stars.
Nice. Cool. Oh, man. And you know what? Now that I know what it is, that's funny. As befitted their stations.
Yes,
they arrived
yes.
on jets and limos as befitted their stations. Punny. That's so punny.
So, yes, this is Battle of the Network Stars.
Was it a fundraiser? Am I going to get points? Was it a fundraiser?
You know what?
Or was it just purely for ratings?
Now, I know there was money involved, and I would imagine that the money would go to charity. I'm sorry I didn't do...
No, yeah, it sounds like
all the research.
It wasn't the primary thing, so I shouldn't, I won't, I don't think I get points for that. Man, I was really hoping. I got really excited about 3 points potentially.
All right. So, yes, David, this was a competition between network stars. Just to give you some info, the original run of the show was from 1976 to 1988.
Oh, wow. And occurred yearly, annual? It was an annual thing? I guess, I don't know. I suppose it could be like every 2 years or something.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes. David. Hey, David.
Yes. Hi.
So this, just looking at the information, it looked like it happened biannually.
Okay. Cool.
Battle
of the Network.
And yeah, as you heard in like the clips, we would have various TV stars participate, the networks. So at this time, of course, we're talking about ABC, CBS, NBC would compete in these competitions. You would have these TV stars like do like swimming competitions and volleyball and tennis and a running relay and, you know, more silly things like Simon Says.
So the Simon Says was just a legit real game of Simon Says?
I believe so. That was from...
Oh, my God.
Let's see. That was Lou Goldstein.
I really thought it was comedy. I thought it was just straight up like a set. Oh, man. It was real?
And then the final event was Tug of War. So
wow. With all the stars from each network on their rope.
Yeah. Well, the two remaining networks.
Okay, gotcha.
So one would get eliminated. If
who was the reigning champ? Like who won the most?
Oh,
of the...
man, you know who it was.
Tell me. I want to know. I want to know. I want to know. I want to know.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I could go through episode by episode and tell you.
Is one episode is 1 year?
Yeah. So it happened basically twice a year. For instance.
Oh wait. Oh okay. You said it was biannual. Yeah, not biennial. Okay.
Yeah, the first episode. There was only one in 1976. So, for instance, ABC was the winner.
Who was, quick interruption question, was it ABC, CBS, and NBC? Who were invited?
So, it was ABC, CBS, and NBC.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, that's what I grew up with, largely.
And then cable had to come along. HBO.
Yeah. Is that why in 1980, whatever, they were just like, it.
Yeah. The late 80s, they were like, screw it. And by the way, that was Howard Cosell was the announcer.
Oh, that name sounds a little
familiar.
Yeah,
he was a sports broadcaster and journalist. A very long career. So
nice. Good announcer voice.
Yeah.
Bravo, Howard.
And it brought some kind of gravitas to this very silly thing that they did. I would imagine that they were raising money, and I'm sorry I haven't done proper research, but
gotcha.
Or something
because gotcha.
It would feel weird if it was like. You know, NBC won money, or you know, this TV star from a Little House on the Prairie won some money.
Yeah,
it would feel weird.
Yeah, I think I'm sure that. So, but I wonder if it was like part of their contracts for the shows they were in that they had to be involved in this or something. Because if they're not, I mean, unless it was for charity, then maybe there's incentive there for them to want to be involved. My other big question is. What network did it actually air on? Who got to...
You know, I was just looking at that. It looks like ABC. So, in one of the production companies was ABC Sports. So, yeah. Oh. So, really kind of fun, silly thing. It is kind of interesting to think about that. And that is an interesting idea, David, whether that was it built into the contracts where they're like, yeah, you've got to do this thing. They're like, I don't want to run.
You're telling me I don't make any money on this?
Yeah. I don't want to do monkey bars.
Because she's too short. Poor Danielle.
Yeah, I think this is a big deal. You know, this is a little bit before our time, but it is fascinating to think about that.
It really, God, this needs to be a thing now. This would make money.
I think
people would so watch this. I know, but specifically if it were celebrities representing their shows competing together, because I know we have all the pieces of this. Where we have celebrities on reality shows,
yeah.
Maybe.
So you think it'd be like the cast of Friends versus the cast of Tiger King?
Yeah, kind of. Well, maybe not Tiger King because that's a documentary.
I don't know. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to be. Okay, so maybe one of the Netflix more the narrative shows.
Yeah, exactly. Something fictional.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I suppose you could have Tiger King in there. Why not? But you would have to have the Joe Exotic and Carol Baskin on a team together.
Yep. #release Joe. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. He
would be. They would let him out for this. They would grant him furlough for this.
I gotta get on a tandem bike.
Oh man, good find! Wow, I'm tempted to ask how you came across this, but I don't think that's a secret we reveal on this.
Well,
show.
Well, I think we have revealed in the past when somebody suggests something, and somebody suggested this to me.
Oh, nice. Okay, do you want to shout out who? Or
Tim Marks.
Nice. Well done, Tim Marks. Good find.
Yes.
That was cool. How many? Throw some points at me.
Oh,
what'd I get?
That's a good question. Okay, well,
I want all the points.
I think two points is fair because you
nom 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 nom. I'll take it.
I think you did mention competition at some point. I seem to remember during the mystery and you got the format of this being a television show. So you get 2 points.
Awesome. Thank you. I'll take it.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna chew on it. Yummy, yummy. Yummy points.
Excellent. Well, as always, listeners, reach out to us, let us know how many points you got. When did you and if you solved it, when did you know what it was? Maybe you're somebody who grew up with this and you, like, recognize it right off the bat. Who knows? We'd love to hear from you. And you could do that on our social media, Audio Obscura Pod, and all the things. And you can also go to audioobscurapod.com.
Yeah, check it out. Check out the wonderful picture we have where Foster and I are having a great time when we weren't in quarantine.
I really do look like I'm straining in that picture. I'm having a good time, but it also looks like there's something broken inside.
Oh, I don't think you look like you're in laughter of the I can't believe sort. You're just like you're like, can you believe it? It's ridiculous, kind of a laugh. That's what that face is.
It's a very fun picture. Check it out.
Yeah, listeners, write in to us with captions for the picture.
Oh yeah, that's a great idea.
Podcast@gmail.com.
That's a great idea. David, anything you got going on that you want the people to know about?
You know what? I have something going on that I want the people to know about. By the time this episode goes out, I won't be part of it, but you should still go check it out. And that is another Shakespeare thing. I think I plugged Shakespeare before. There is a great effort, an initiative called The Show Must Go Online.
Ooh.
And it is a group of people based out of Glasgow in Scotland that are doing each play of Shakespeare's in the order that they were presumably written. And they're doing it via Zoom with actors from all around the world. And they're probably about halfway through the canon now. And it's just an incredible feat. They are using like every tool that Zoom has to offer to make a really technically impressive productions of these plays. So I've been really lucky enough to be a part of two of them now. I was in Henry IV Part 2 a while back, and now I'm doing As You Like It, and it'll show and go off before this episode goes out. But they're all recorded. They're all on YouTube. The show must go online. Check it out. Support shows. I think they have a Patreon, too, so you can support the team and the actors behind it. It's a really, really super cool endeavor that they're doing. And if you just like cool ways to do Zoom theater also, it's really impressive.
Yeah, I'm intrigued now that you mentioned how they really utilize Zoom.
Oh, I mean, everything from like how they do handing of things to people to fights.
Ooh.
To like entrances and exits. It's all just, it's very cool. It's impressive. They're masters of Zoom. I feel like Zoom needs to reach out to them and do some kind of commercial with them or something.
Is there ever a moment where someone's like, thou must mute?
We have a thing when someone accidentally comes on and they've forgotten to unmute themselves. It only happened to me once in the Henry IV when I was in before. And we've all been sort of trained to say, thy lips move, but I hear thee not.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah. Foster, anything you want to plug?
Nah.
Cool.
I'm good.
I love it.
But thanks for asking.
Yeah, no problem. Take us home.
Audio Obscura is a weekly podcast.
Hey, identity theft is not a joke, Foster.
We'll do this again.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Audio Obscura is a weekly audio mystery podcast. Never miss an episode by subscribing on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Send your audio mystery suggestions to audioobscurapodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to support the show, you can share it or leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening.